Penguin Random House Audio presents Prussian Blue, a Bernie Gunther novel by Philip Kerr. Read for you by John Lee. I am not so weak as to submit to the demands of the age when they go against my convictions. I spin a cocoon around myself. Let others do the same. I shall leave it to time to show what will come of it, a brilliant butterfly or maggot. Caspar David Friedrich. Chapter 1. October 1956. It was the end of the season, and most of the hotels on the Riviera, including the Grand Hotel Cap Ferrat, where I worked, were already closed for the winter. Not that winter meant much in that part of the world. Not like in Berlin, where winter is more a rite of passage than a season. You're not a true Berliner until you've survived the bitter experience of an interminable Prussian winter. That famous dancing bear you see on the city's coat of arms is just trying to keep himself warm. The Hotel Rule was normally one of the last hotels in Nice to close, because it had a casino, and people liked to gamble whatever the weather. Maybe they should have opened a casino in the nearby Hotel Negresco, which the Rule resembled, except that the Negresco was closed and looked as if it might stay that way the following year. Some said they were going to turn it into apartments, but the Negresco concierge, who was an acquaintance of mine and a fearful snob, said the place had been sold to the daughter of a Breton butcher, and he wasn't usually wrong about these things. He was off to Bern for the winter, and probably wouldn't be back. I was going to miss him, but as I parked my car and crossed the Promenade des Anglais to the hotel room,